that all the sweet liquid that you pour over the pudding?
Last off.
Sweet liquid.
Sweet liquid that you pour over the pudding.
Sauce?
Uh-huh. Right. Food taken between regular meals, you call it?
Snack.
A snack. I will blank breakfast at 7 o'clock. It has to do with eating, you know.
Eat.
I will blank
breakfast ready.
Okay, but now using the word eat in that connection. I will blank breakfast at 7.
I'll eat my breakfast at 7 o'clock.
Yesterday at that time I had already
eat my breakfast.
And last week I blank breakfast every day.
I eat breakfast every day at 7.
Okay. What do people drink for breakfast? How do you make coffee?
Well, different ways. You can put it in the percolator and perk it, or you can make it out of the ice. You use instant now and just make it from the spigot.
You're too newfangled.
Don't take long.
I saw you make some for dinner over here.
That's just
I didn't get a chance to smell that good brewing coffee, did you?
Don't take long to do that.
What do you drink when you are thirsty?
Water.
How much?
Ice water.
How much do you use to drink at the time?
Oh, I don't drink much, but I keep a glass in here most of the time right there.
Now what? What do you call it?
Water. Ice water.
And it's what? It's in a what?
Well, glass. I have it in a glass.
Glass. Glass what they want to say.
Mm-hmm. Glass of water.
Okay. The glass fell off the sink and...
Broke.
You might
it
say...
spilled my water. Now that's the egg that broke.
That's what I go using. You might say, I didn't blank it.
I didn't break it.
But someone has blanked that glass.
Has broken. Has broke the glass.
Okay. I'm kind of hoarse. As you think about the word drink, if I ask you how much did you drink, you say, I blank a lot of it.
I drank a lot of water.
And then you might ask me, how much have you?
How much have you drank?
Right. And we sure do blank a lot of water.
We sure do drink water here.
Yeah. Okay, now, invitation, sit down at the table to the relatives or invitate friends. When dinner's on the table and the family is standing around waiting to begin, what do you say to them? To get ready to eat, what do you say to them? When it's time to get around the table, what do you tell them?
Come on, sit down.
Sit down, okay. And somebody comes into the dining room and you ask him, won't you
have breakfast with them?
Well, dining room, that's right. But as you're getting them to sit down around the table now, what do you say? Won't you?
Turn things?
Well, no, before you go to sit down now, it has to do with the verb sit.
Oh.
And using the word sit.
Won't you sit down and eat with me?
Okay, won't you sit down? What'd you say?
And eat with me?
Say it over.
Won't you sit down and eat with me?
That's right. That's what you've said to me so many times now. I knew what you'd say. These folks don't know. So then he blanked and began to eat.
Sit down. I didn't sit down, begin to eat.
And no one else was standing. They had all...
done eat.
No. They had all...
already sat down.
You're right. They all had sat down. Okay, if you want someone not to wait until the potatoes are passed, you say...
pass the potatoes.
Yeah, and... When people sit down and they're finished with the prayer, and you're ready for them to start eating, now what do you say? What would you tell them to say?
I would say, you're going to pass the bread or pass the potatoes.
Yeah. And you want everybody to just be relaxed and just go ahead and
eat.
Do you know what your expression would be? George Oliver would say, now, if you can't eat it, well, don't mess over it so we can tell you eat it when you're gone. Or you'd say, a grub is sure rough, but we'll let you have the glove.
Not too much of it.
Do you know of a expression you or Walter would say whenever they sit down to eat? Take out? You ever say take out? Go to
help yourself.
All right.
Help yourself.
Help yourself. That's right. Help yourself. Okay, concerning the word help.